Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call of Tembo Global Industries Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to hand the conference over to Ms. Yashvi Jain. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Steve. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Tembo Global Industries Limited, I welcome you all to the company's Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call. To discuss the performance of the company, we have with us the management team represented by Mr. Sanjay Patel, Managing Director, Mr. Shabir Merchant, Director and Finance Team. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to various risks, uncertainties, and other factors which will be beyond management's control. We kindly request to bear in mind that there may be uncertainties while interpreting such statements. We now start the session with an opening remarks from the management team. Afterwards, we will open the floor for an interactive Q&A session. I will now hand over the conference call to Mr. Shabir Merchant for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Yashvi. Good evening, everyone. I welcome you all to Tembo Global Industries Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call. Firstly, many thanks to the Almighty, and thank you all for joining us today and for your continued support. FY26 has been a transformational year for Tembo Global Industries, marked by strong financial performance, execution excellence, and meaningful progress across our strategic priorities. During the year, we delivered robust revenue growth of 46.7% to ₹1,090 crores, which is 1,090 crores, supported by strong execution across our core businesses. This was complemented by significant improvement in profitability, with EBITDA growing by 55.4% and PAT increasing by 79.7%, reflecting enhanced operating leverage and a focused shift towards margin-accretive segments. Our engineering solutions segments remain the primary growth driver, supported by strong demand from the infrastructure-linked sectors such as oil and gas, marine, water, and EPC. Industry tailwinds driven by infrastructure investments, energy demand, and global project opportunities continue to create a strong growth environment for our businesses. We also achieved an important milestone in strengthening our global EPC presence. That includes qualifying as an L1 bidder for a prestigious offshore project in Kuwait, valued at approximately 300 crores. This highlights our growing capabilities in executing complex, high-value international projects. Our order book remains robust at around 1,548 crores, supported by a strong bidding pipeline exceeding around 2,200 crores. This provides us with clear visibility and confidence in sustaining our growth momentum over the medium term. In addition, FY26 marks significant strategic progress in diversification. Our solar power projects are progressing as planned and are expected to be operational by the end of Q2 FY27. With revenue contribution beginning thereafter, in defense manufacturing, we have secured key licenses and initiated partnerships, positioning ourselves well to tap into India's growing defense ecosystem. We have also continued to invest in capacity expansion, which will support future growth, enhance operational efficiency, and enable us to capture emerging opportunities across segments. Looking ahead, we remain confident in the company's trajectory, backed by strong fundamentals, a healthy order power pipeline, and expanding capability. We are targeting revenues of approximately 1600 crores, approximately a growth of around 30-40% in FY27. Overall, we believe Tembo is well positioned to sustain its growth momentum, deepen its market presence, and create a long-term value for all stakeholders. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Should we open the floor for Q&A?
This person is available.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Aniket Madhwani with Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes,
yeah,
a little
sir.
Catchy. Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, so I just wanted to understand about your defense business. So if you could just, explain what actually are you, providing in your defense business, and any revenue contribution was occurred in FY26?
What is the last point?
Yeah.
Any revenue?
Revenue recognition has occurred from different segment in FY26.
Okay. This is your question, right, Aniket? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Good evening, Aniket. Aniket, in FY26, there is no contribution from defense business. Okay. The contribution towards the defense revenues, we look in the third to the fourth quarter in FY27.
Okay. And what actually are you planning to know?
We can proudly say as a company, we have acquired a license to manufacture small arms and ammunition. We got our small arms manufacturing license on 31st December 2025 and ammunition license for various calibers on April 19, 2026 in a record time of less than a year. We plan to manufacture this in our first phase. We plan to manufacture arms and then ammunition over the next 3 years with a complete buyback through our European counterpart.
Okay. And from this order book, you mentioned of 1,500 crores. So from that order book, how much is from defense segment?
So defense would contribute around roughly between five, because it was going to start in the last, the second last and the last quarter of FY27. So we look at around 5-6% of contribution towards. Roughly up to 10%.
10% of?
Projections what we have given for FY27.
Okay. So my question was regarding the order book actually. So you have mentioned of 1,548 crores of order book is outstanding.
Current order book is only related to engineering and EPC segment.
Okay.
Defense is a complete
and, buyback. And what are you projecting the top line and the bottom line for FY27?
So we would be in line of the current, progressing positively, in line towards the current trend what we have been having. So we look at least 30-40% growth in the year coming ahead. And bottom line would be positively progressive.
Okay. Just wanted to understand the margins overall you'll be able to achieve in defense segment. So if you could just highlight the content.
Sorry, I can't hear you. Sorry. Can you repeat it?
Yeah, sure. So I was just asking what margins you will be able to achieve in your defense segment. I mean, any changes can we see on console level or?
Aniket, your last lines are being a little sketchy. Can you repeat again, please?
Yeah, I'm audible now?
Now you're audible, yes.
So I was just asking, what margins will you be able to maintain in your defense segment and what margins we should expect at the blended level in FY27?
So FY27, the margins would be around in the range of 10 to 12% PAT for the group.
And what would be your capex in coming years? Capex regarding
we have already planned our expansion, which is we have already got into solar. So we believe in first commissioning these solar projects, which would start in around the end of the quarter two to beginning of quarter three. That would be commissioned, and defense capex is already planned. Factory expansion is in place. So this is the capex which is already planned. And so right now, we are concentrating on this current expansion, that is the factory expansion, the solar project, and the defense project. That is the capex which is already planned and done. So first, we believe in commissioning these projects.
Got it, yeah. That's it from my side. I'll get back in.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Deepak Pozar with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm audible, sir.
Yes. Good evening.
Okay. So just first up, wanted to understand this quarter we had a good share in minority interest, right? So what drove that and how should one look at minority interest going forward?
So, I'll just hand it over to my finance team.
See, minority interest will be consistently the same, which is currently maintained. Okay.
Percentage of your PAT? I mean, percentage of your before minority PAT would remain same.
That's same percentage of the PAT.
And it was account of what project? I mean, what accounted for this minority interest?
The minority interest is what in the consolidation for the shareholders, which are falling under the as per the accounting standards calculation.
No. So, which segment is bringing minority interest for us?
So, it is from the same segment only. It is from our existing business. It's only a minority interest.
Okay. Understood. And FY27. So, what sort of debt addition plan we have?
Debt addition.
Yes.
So, I'll hand over to my colleague.
Yeah. Hello. So. The debt estimation at consolidated level we are projecting currently it will be around 300 to 350 crores.
By FY27 end?
Yeah. By FY27 because it involves the capex of solar, defense and some working capital arrangements with the bankers.
Okay, so this is the addition you're talking about this is the addition you're talking about? Right?
Addition. I am talking of addition.
Addition, 300 to 350 crore. And this will be utilized majorly in defense?
Yeah, defense and solar both.
Solar and defense both. Because both are getting commissioned this year only, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And regarding your 10 to 12% of PAT margin would require at least 17 to 18% of EBITDA margin, right? And what would drive your EBITDA margin? Because your current EBITDA margin was close to 13%, right? Given the debt addition you would require, and the corresponding interest cost, your EBITDA margin should be in the range of 17% to 18% to get to at least 10% of PAT margin.
Yes, it will be maintained in the same range only, but we can generate an additional EBITDA from better project management and higher efficiency from the projects.
But the
increase has a better margin efficiency. So definitely that will help in generating the EBITDA and maintaining that.
Okay. But defense, at a lower scale of 160 crores, that's what you're projecting, right? 10% of your 1,600.
We will try our best to maximize on it because, of course, it gives a better margin. We will try to maximize on it. But we see that from quarter three to quarter four, at least we would go in the range of 5 to 10%.
Okay, understood. But at lower scale also, you can generate 30-35% EBITDA margin that you have earlier alluded.
We would be maintaining that, yes. Our group in totality, the group has four segments. Engineering also has a higher margin capability. EPC shows us volumes and scalability. Solar gives us fixed revenue model where we have a PPA in line, and defense gives you a decent margin.
Got it. Understood. Fair point. And just one last thing, engineering division, what is your margin profile?
So, basically, maximum margin is coming from this engineering only, but the percentage we don't have handy at this time. This time,
but
we will
you don't have
let
handy.
You know.
Yeah. It's a mix of products.
Yeah, I was looking at blended. What's the engineering division blended margin? Because 75% of revenue comes from there.
You can always write an email and we can get back.
No problem. I think that would be it from my side. Wish you all the best. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Kunal Shah with Heartwood Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, you're audible.
Good evening and congratulations for the good set of numbers and the order win from the defense sector. Just wanted to ask you a couple of questions. For quarter, you given us the guidance for 1600 crore for the full year. Can you help me the guidance for quarter one and two along with the PAT? And the capacity expansion which you've done in Vasai plant, are we going to get any contribution in quarter one, quarter two?
Sorry, the last thing again is not come right. Sorry. Can you repeat it, please, Kunal?
Sure. The capacity expansion, the capacity ramp-up which we did from 18,000 MTA to 1 lakh MTA in 2026. So...
cannot be dictated here. It is rules of MSE. So kindly don't ask every quarter profit and everything. Whatever we have given on an annual basis, you have to count it that only.
Understood.
Let us be very strict with what the regulation and you know better than what we do. So please call it fine only.
Sure,
okay, and
understood.
One more thing, Kunal. The ramp-up capacity is over the period of 2 to 3 years.
Okay. 2 to 3 years. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And is the current ongoing fuel and oil prices, has it hampered our production in any way?
We have been receiving orders on a daily basis. And there was a minor hitch in the very beginning when the war started at that time. But I think everything is in line at the moment. And our dispatches, our factories are running on two shifts and manufacturing.
So no major disruption with the ongoing.
Oil and gas is not a raw material which we use in our production. So it does not matter.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Aniket with C.R. Kothari Sons and Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
I hope I am audible.
You're audible, Aniket.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question would be on solar vertical. I just want to understand that out of the 28 sites that we have grabbed as of now, how much percent of work is completed across them in a like a consolidated percentage? And to add to that, what is the can you just provide a breakup for the funds raised in FY26 for this vertical, and what would be the remaining amount? That would be my first question.
Vijay, reply.
One second, one. I'll give it to my finance.
Hi. Out of 28 sites, 7 to 8 sites is about to commission, and the balance sites will be commissioned in next 3 to 4 months. So probably by end of Q2 or starting of Q3, we are planning to commission all the solar sites.
That's great. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, and about the follow-up question which I asked about the same vertical, what type of funds did we raise in FY26 as full year, and what would be the remaining amount out of the total capex planned for solar?
So the project cost is of around 600 crores, and mm-hmm. we have raised the debt and the equity both last year for this project, last year. And we have already spent around, till now, we have already spent around 300 crores towards this project.
Okay.
Yeah.
And my second question would be around, if you check in YOY terms, engineering EPC revenue grew by almost 200%+, but the EBIT margins which we posted nearly half. So can you please explain what went wrong around that, and are we taking any steps to pass on the rising costs? Like sir just mentioned that we don't get affected enough, but I guess there must be some sort of effect on the RM costs due to the
transition. When projects are falling in in the initial stage, there is a user, more expensive than what is happening in the closer of project. So there are certain projects which have started and those expenses have occurred. It will go on for certain months, and after the project comes to nearly say ending or last two quarters, at that time the major revenue and profits come. So it is not something extra occurred or something like that.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much. I'll just join back to the team.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1. The next question comes from the line of Nalin Shah with NVS Brokerage. Please go ahead.
At the outset, I think I would like to congratulate the management for the excellent performance turned out, you know, in the year FY26 vis-a-vis FY25. I have some couple of questions which are very broad in nature. One is that I would like to, because you are expanding and I think growing at a much faster rate, so it's a very, very exciting for the shareholders and investors. So can you give us some big idea about where do we see ourselves in next 3 to 5 years, say 2030? Normally people are giving estimate by 2030 we'll be a 10,000 crore company or something, whatever. So if you can give us some rough idea about that is my first question. Secondly, I think, you know, the defense is one sector which is attracting a lot of attention. If you can give us some overall good idea about how, you know, what are the, the stages, how you are going to, go towards commercial production, and what is going to be, you know, your first full year of operations, what is the kind of top line and bottom line you feel that you will be contributing to the overall, I think, business of the company. So that will give us some real good idea about the contribution or the, you know, this thing from the defense sector, please.
So as you said, we target 2030 as 20,000 crores of top line, and we are working hard on that to achieve the same.
20,000 crores?
Yeah, that is our target, but God willingly, if everything goes in a smoother way,
that is something amazing, excellent.
We are trying to work hard on it. And
excellent.
We are sure that we can achieve that. secondly,
wonderful.
Secondly, for this
defense sector,
we 12 months only, if you see, then first 12 months would be around 300 to 400 crores of top line. And,
okay.
Bottom line would be around 170 to 180 of PAT.
That is PAT, you are saying?
Yes.
Okay, so can we presume that in April 27 to March 28, first full year of production, we will be having somewhere around 400 crores turnover and 170, 180 crores bottom line?
Yeah, bottom line I am including depreciation also because it is just on the books, but cash will be
okay.
There.
Okay, so otherwise even if you take out the depreciation also, I am talking about PAT. So even if you take out the depreciation, you should be somewhere around what, 130 crores? More than that. Oh, that is something excellent. I must congratulate and wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Aniket with CR Kothari Sons as stock broking. Please go ahead.
Thanks once again for the opportunity.
My question is regarding the order book. What sort of order book traction are we seeing from the Middle East side, especially from the Masa JV that we did?
Is on a slow track as of today. There are certain projects which are being delayed by the government, and it should pick up by second half or third quarter of this year. Once it comes into motion, then there are certain projects which we are working on that might come into the form of order for us, and it will take it forward.
Okay, sir, understood. Thank you, Pratap.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Shreya Bhatia, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions. So firstly, just can you give some light on what are your plans to scale up the export business going forward, like in the next upcoming year, FY27?
Hello. Yeah, good evening. So we are already scaling up our manufacturing facility. And we have been ordering a lot of machinery which are automated. So this would help us to give us an operational efficiency. And our region-wise also, our order book is on an increasing trend, wherein month-on-month, it's going beyond our last month's target of order. So it's an upward trend because... our regions are also opening, and apart from that, our operation efficiency is also improving. So this is helping us to scale up our export business.
Okay, that is quite helpful, sir. And sir, just one more question. Can you help me understand, what are your core engineering business margins while we compare it with the EPC margins? What is the difference in the margins of these two verticals?
Ma'am, we just mentioned, Mr. Sanjay just mentioned that individually, and my finance team also mentioned that it's a blend because a lot of our engineering products already are used in our EPC business as well. So it's a mix of the companies there. So it is difficult for us to give you on paper.
Okay. No problem, sir. Thank you so much, and all the best. Very best.
For
export,
Sabir, we got
okay.
A star,
you
should have mentioned.
Okay, sir.
Star link.
Okay,
Thank
got
you.
It, sir. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Maitri Shah with Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Yeah, firstly, on the defense side, what sort of EBITDA margins are we targeting here once the scale-up kind of starts from 4Q onwards? And what sort of margins can we scale up to in this sector at the max peak level?
Already replied now. Somebody from in just asked.
I'm sorry, I wasn't in the call. Could you repeat the margins and the defense side?
Margin you can count around 35% PAT.
35% PAT?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And we'll be able to do that immediately once we start scaling up 4QFI27?
Got it.
And on the blended engineering and the EPC side, so currently for this year we had no defense revenues and we were at a 13% margin. Do you see
but
any more scale up from...
Defense was not correct.
So, going forward, barring your defense business, what margins are you expecting from the other verticals, say, operational efficiency and more better project management coming in?
Overall, we are predicting 10 to 12% only, but we have to get better money. I'm talking about spend.
Got it. Got it. And on the, once you post this, any other capex are we planning for FY28?
As of now, no.
No capex, okay. Yeah, okay, that is it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Aniket Madhwani with Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, audible.
Yes, sir.
So, as you mentioned, you will be clocking around 20,000 crores top line in 2030. So, I just wanted to understand the current baseline of 1,000 crores you have achieved in March 2026. So, you must grow around 100% CAGR for next 4 years to, you know, achieve 20,000 crores in FY30. And you mentioned that you'll be achieving around 30 to 40% next year. So, if you consider that, that would be, that 100% CAGR will rise to 150% CAGR. So, I just want to understand... how would it will be possible to, get those numbers?
And we are targeting to reach to that level, and we are working hard on that. Achievable or not is not our motive. Our motive is to achieve it and try to reach to that level. So whatever verticals we are working right now, you may say infrastructure, manufacturing, defense, and other projects, are going in full scale. We are targeting 20K. Let us see where we reach. But we are sure we'll reach nearly to that level.
What I'm trying to understand, if you even get closer to that, I just want to know that. What expansion are you planning? You must have a plan.
That will be giving you year on year. Don't worry about that. It will be told.
And what capacity utilization you will be achieving in this financial year for the defense segment and for the engineering segment as well? So as you expanded.
Aniket, your voice is breaking.
Aniket, I would request you to please use your handset, and also there's a lot of background disturbance from your end.
Hello.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, so I was just asking, what is the current level for current level of capacity utilization? Have you ever recently expanded in the engineering segment? And the expected utilization rate for the defense segment as well by the end of FY27.
Yeah. Again, your voice is sketchy.
Sorry?
Hello. Aniket, your voice is sketchy. It's not coming right.
Hello. Am I audible now?
Yes.
So I have just asked the utilization rate for the engineering segment as on date and the expected utilization rate for the defense segment by the end of the financial year, 27.
So you were saying for the capacity utilization of the plant and what the establishment is coming for the defense, correct?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So, for as already informed that the ramp up the facility, the new install for the engineering and all will get speed up and fully operational in the next 2 years. And for the defense, as already informed that by this financial year 27, it will be going to produce at utilization. So from the next year, it will be starting fully utilization of the defense segment also.
Okay.
That's it for me. Thank you. Mr. Aniket, does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's con call. On behalf of Tembo Global Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. And in case of any further queries, please reach out to Tembo's investor relation team at cs@tembo.in. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.